Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q2 FY21 Investors Conference Call hosted by Axis Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aisha, and good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have the management of Supreme Industries for Q2 FY21 earnings conference call. From the management side, we are represented by Mr. M.P. Taparia, who's the Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, who is the CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, who is the Company Secretary and also looks at corporate affairs. I now hand over the floor to Taparia. Taparia, a big congratulations for a very good set of numbers, and over to you, sir.
Good evening to everybody. Thank you very much, Shri Pujara. I'm M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Shri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Shri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial result for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2020. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. Due to COVID-19 and resultant impact on the business performance of the current half-year, it is strictly not comparable with the corresponding period of the previous year. However, I will give you a brief on company product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 94,836 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,322 crore during the second quarter of the current year, against sales of 93,500 metric tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,255 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving product volume and product value growth of about 1% and 5% respectively. The company sold 186,287 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,362 crore during the first half of the current year, against sale of 206,928 tons and net product turnover of rupees 2,673 crore in the corresponding half-year of previous year, resulting volume and product value degrowth of about 10% and 12% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1,375 crore and rupees 282 crore as compared to rupees 1,271 crore and rupees 184 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of about 8% and 53% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the half-year of the current year amounted to rupees 2,429 crore and rupees 396 crore as compared to rupees 2,708 crore and rupees 364 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording decrease of about 10% in consolidated income and increase of around 9% in operating profit. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 228 crore and rupees 175 crore as compared to rupees 126 crore and rupees 138 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 81% and 27% respectively. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the half year of the current year amounted to rupees 283 crore and rupees 215 crore as compared to rupees 253 crore and rupees 225 crore for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of about 12% in consolidated profit before tax and decrease of about 4% in profit after tax. The business scenario of all the product segment of the company for the second quarter of current year ended 30th September 2020 as compared to corresponding quarter in the previous year has been as under. Plastic piping system business degrew by 2% in volume and grew by 4% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew by 11% in value and volume term. Industrial product segment business grew by 13% in volume and 8% in value term. Consumer product segment business grew 1% in volume and degrew by 1% in value term. The overall turnover of value-added product increased to 533 crore during the current quarter as compared to rupees 491 crore in the corresponding period of previous year, achieving growth of 9%. The Board of Directors has considered the payment of interim dividend for the financial year 2020-21 at a rate of 250%, that is rupees 5 per share of rupees 2 each, and be paid to the shareholder on the shares held as on the record date, that is 6 November 2020. Total net borrowing of the company stands as surplus of rupees 215 crore as on 30th September 2020, as against net borrowing of rupees 217 crore as on 31st March 2020. Average net borrowing level during the current half year remained at surplus of rupees 4 crore against borrowing of rupees 205 crore in corresponding period of previous year. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th September 2020 decreased to 5.89% per annum as against 8.35% per annum as on 31st March 2020. The negative impact of pandemic on the business has started withering down. After July, the intermittent lockdowns were mostly not extended in many parts of the country and opening up of economy has progressed. This has broadened business prospects of the company since August in all segments. By judicious product mix and cost control, the company was able to achieve significant increase in profit in the second quarter. In spite of weak working of the first quarter, the company could attain higher profit in the first half of the year compared to corresponding period of previous year. The harvesting of kharif crops are moving briskly. The crop output is expected to be better than last year. With most of the water dams are close to full capacity, it is expected that rabi crop sowing may be in a larger acreage as compared to last year. With higher minimum support price declared by government and various other support provided, the rural economy and tier 3 and tier 4 town economy is expected to do far better than last year. With the return of migrant workers on most of the construction sites, supported with low rate of interest, low rate of stamp duty in some states, along with the drop in prices of residential homes, the demand of new homes has picked pace throughout the country. Consequently, the company's pipe system for housing is also seeing better demand from September onwards. Packaging segment is witnessing good demand supported by many new applications and SKUs targeting agriculture sector and customized requirement. Material handling products are being extensively used for logistic solution, fruits and vegetable and fishery segment, along with revival of demand for industrial application. Raw material prices, except PVC resin prices, remain range-bound. PVC prices, due to tight availability, are still making an upward march. It is expected that the restarting of plants in USA and other countries, coupled with lower winter demand for housing in USA, Europe, China, and other parts of the world, prices may start softening from January 2021 onwards. The company investment plan are going as envisaged. It is expected that Odisha land deal may fructify by November. Company is exploring to put up new plant in other states for which land negotiations are progressing in Assam and Tamil Nadu. This is brief and overall summary for the second quarter and first half of the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu are available to reply to various queries you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
Hello.
The first question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question was, any specific updates that we have on BioFlof launch? That was one. And secondly, on tanks, we had emphasized a lot in our last conference call about setting up new facilities. Any update on this? That's the first question. And any update on the new launch which was expected from the Kalol plant? So that's the first set of questions.
The BioFlock, we have supplied 212 units of BioFlock in 11 states. The material is still under observation. We have not moved throughout the country to market the product unless we get full result of the 212 BioFlock units. It will take some time to get the full report, so I cannot say precisely when we'll be able to launch commercially throughout the country. On the water tank business, we are moving extensively, so we are planning to put up water tank unit to manufacture unit at Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Assam, all the three locations. Other places where our water tank production is going on, here we have expanded more capacity and we are increasing our dealer network and month after increasing.
Right. And sir, on the Kalol plant launch, the new product launch on Kalol plant?
Kalol plant, whatever made up product we have launched other than BioFlock, all have been very well accepted. Other than that also, we are developing several new fabricated products for agriculture and horticulture application, mostly to protect crops and vegetable, fruit crops and agriculture, and fruit crops and vegetable. And they are very well accepted in the agricultural market, and we expect that this will give a great saving and reduce the wastage of fruits and vegetables going forward in our country. We remain quite optimistic. So that's why we are now planning expansion of our capacity also of Halol and that Ambala unit by 3,000 ton per year.
Sir, this will take the eventual capacity to what? After expanding
the installed capacity will go to 30,000 ton.
Okay.
Currently it was 27,000, now installed capacity will go up to 30,000 ton, which may take 6 to 8 months to be in operation.
Great. Sir, thank you so much. And if I can squeeze in last one, sir, any new product, any new more launches that is there in the pipeline that you would like to highlight? Thank you so much.
Yes, any more question, any more point, please?
Sir, any other new product launches that we have in the pipeline for next 6 months that you would like to highlight?
We are launching every month new product. The big list of products. There are so many range of products in our company, material handling, furniture, piping system, and fitting. We are going to launch 230 new varieties of fittings. We are, I'll launch 60 varieties and more products are being launched every month actually.
Thank you. Ritesh, we would request you to please come back in the question queue for any follow-up questions. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Naveen Virani from Concept Invest Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good evening, sir. My first question is regarding the overall margin. So we have seen a very significant improvement in margins this quarter. So how much of this can be attributable to premiumization and how much of it can be attributable to cost savings? And how much of this cost saving is sustainable, sir?
Someone will have to reply.
No, sir. Hello. I'll just emphasize the cost savings, whatever we are making, there are two, three aspects of it. One is product efficiencies, operating parameters, and strict monitoring of the fixed and variable cost. Those savings would sustain continuously because those are the operating parameters which we are following, and with aggressive monitoring once the COVID effect, they will sustain for a long term and a continuous benefit. For other part, MPG,
anything I have to say?
Yeah.
No, other than that, I can only say that plastic piping system, the operating margin which has gone quite high, is partly due to inventory gain.
Okay. So there is no...
We may add here also, like as you asked regarding the premiumization of the product, why the overall margin has improved, the factor responsible for premiumization, is that it stated that we have also increased the value-added products also by 9%. That is also one of the reasons for increase in the margins. Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you. Naveen, we would request you to please come back in the question queue for any follow-up questions as we have several participants waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Dave from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team and congratulations for the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
So my first question is that if I look at your closing inventory as on 30th September, I get a feeling that on a tonnage basis, it could be a decline on a YOY basis. So is it that we are a bit cautious given the significant rally in PVC prices and hence we are carrying a lower inventory, or how should we look into that?
We are not reducing our inventory. After all, I have to service the market. So we must have stock of raw material, we must have stock of finished goods. So we supply for the country.
Okay.
So we don't curtail our production for that. And don't load the inventory also. I have to keep the stocks to support my customers.
So, sir, do you think that because of the significant increase in PVC prices, customers may lead to some delay in purchases? I mean, you obviously have a very vast experience and you have seen many cycles historically. So, in your experience, what would be the customer behavior given such a spike in PVC prices?
I believe that most of the customers now try to maintain as low inventory is required to service the customers. Customers are all concerned that the price has gone quite high, so it may drop down. We also believe that the prices are bound to go down, but not now. It may still take 2 to 3 months. We have to keep inventory because when customers are not keeping inventory, I have to keep more inventory so that the service is without any hassle. We are a very reliable and responsive supplier. And we sell system. When there are more than 8,500 varieties of product in our plastic pipe system, we have to keep stock of all the item product properly available, not only in our main plant, but also in many of our depots. That's why we became a reliable supplier to the market.
On this plastic tank business, sir, what would be our installed capacity by FY21 end? And at this capacity, what would be our peak revenue, sir, in the plastic tank business?
Samani, can you say? Installed capacity only, if you can say.
Yeah, our capacity was around 14,000 metric ton, which was there. I think by end of this year, when our this year expansion, which gets fructified, it will be around 17,000 to 18,000 metric ton at the most.
And what can be the peak revenue we can generate from this capacity, sir?
Generally, even today, maybe around 200 or 230 crore rupees per year.
That's right, 230 crore per year. And lastly, sir, now that we are a net cash company with almost 215 crores of cash, which will most likely sort of double by year end, what would be our capital allocation plans broadly as we enter next year?
Our earlier investment plan was rupees for this year. Now, as you have read in our statement that we are now planning to put new plant in Tamil Nadu and Assam, so definitely, if things rectify in time, our capex outflow will be more than our quantum what we envisaged. So we'll go on investing money as required of various segments of our business.
So what would be our capex for the next 2 years, sir?
No, we can talk only this year, okay, which we already conveyed to you, all of you.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
First question is, could you approximately quantify the inventory gain that we got this quarter because of the PVC resin going up? And secondly, our distributor and retailer strength currently. That's it from my side.
Inventory gain not possible to quantify today. We will quantify in the month of April, because we are definitely going to have inventory loss in the January-March quarter.
Okay, understand. So, and our distributor and retailer strength. Sir, and also one more question. Our margins in pipes and packaging have been consistently improving year on year over the past 5-6 quarters. So, what would be the key strategies that we are delivering on leading to such a robust margin expansion? That's it from my side.
Cost control and product mix and reducing various manufacturing cost and improving operating efficiency.
Right, and we think that is sustainable, right?
And that will go on continuing.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Mehta from Fidelity Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Thank you so much for your time. So my question was that given that half of the year is gone, would you be able to give us some guidance on what the volume growth could be or the volume decline could be for the full year of FY21?
Nobody can give guidance to us what can happen between November to March. And winter is also approaching. And as we are seeing second wave coming into Europe of COVID-19, third wave coming of COVID-19 in USA, very difficult to give any forecast. We can't forecast what could happen. In the beginning of March this year, we never expected this is going to happen.
Right.
Forecast not possible, please.
Understood. And in general, the demand conditions in the market for mainly for plastic pipes and packaging Is it still healthy as things are progressing right now, or what would your outlook be just for the next 3-4 months? Maybe like how is the consumer?
We expect demand for packaging will go on increasing month after month in normal condition.
Okay.
Going forward.
Yeah.
We expect demand to grow month after month in the normal circumstances, and plastic piping also.
Okay. Okay.
But this is based on everything going smoothly.
Right. Right.
And that everything going smoothly, we can't forecast.
Makes sense.
We have not found anybody who can forecast.
Got it. Got it. Great, sir. Great. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Taparia ji, just a couple of questions. You know, there have been quite substantial number of price hikes on the PVC front during the year. Just wanted to check whether we have kind of passed on all the hikes to the channel, or the industry has kind of passed on all the hikes, because what I was getting from channel checks is that there is still, you know, we still haven't passed on all the hikes, and maybe some hikes might happen in November. So any idea on where the industry is on passing on the PVC prices?
I can talk only on behalf of our company. This time price increase so severe and happening with such a great rapid temperament, so we are moving quite slow. Normally we increase the price in 1 or 2 days gap. Now we are waiting for 2 to 3 weeks to reflect the price increase. Today I can say in many markets we are not given 2 increase in effect. In some market or all over the country, we are not given 1 increase price in effect. We will start giving some effect in November, maybe 1 time or 2 times, and some increase we may do it in December also, because we expect price to go up again in the month of November. So we have decided to go slow, so that our customers are not put to great strain. It is not only a question of their customer to buy the goods, but a question of financing their operation, and we keep full control of our credit period. We are very happy to inform all of you that our credit days remain around 21 days of our sale, in spite of such a high price.
Fair enough. And Kapariji, on the, you know, you mentioned on the CNBC interview today about real estate also showing up firmly. Well, I understand agri doing well because monsoons have been very well spread out, and there is pent-up demand from rural sites for laying agri pipes. But real estate has been a bit of a surprise package. And so could you basically just, you know, guide us as to, you know, this housing demand from housing which is coming, is it more of a semi-urban, metro, or rural? Where is the, you know, this housing demand kind of coming from? And is it sustainable according to you? I mean, if things, if COVID, there is no second wave of COVID and things stay as is, then do you think that, you know, this housing demand is sustainable and can improve?
Today I can say that barring the city of Bombay, greater Bombay area, the housing demand for housing product is coming from the whole country. Only greater Bombay, which is surprising, the demand is still weak in housing. And the whatever demand coming now, we are being advised that it is going to broaden further. The government has extended an incentive for affordable house. The cost of affordable house has gone down. Cost of money has gone down. And certain states, the stamp duty rates have gone down. And with the EMI basis, people are now capable to pay the EMI for affordable house. The trend is moving more and more to affordable house, and country needs more housing. So we remain quite optimistic on housing demand going forward for the next 5 months.
Helpful. And finally, Tapriyaji, you know, we've had a very good set of numbers coming in from our associate company, Supreme Petrochem also. And they also generated substantial cash with now, I think, more than 400 crore cash on balance sheet. So, how do we kind of, what are your thoughts on the performance of Supreme Petchem? And do you think that, you know, we are kind of structurally moving towards the right direction as a company.
Supreme Petrochem has already announced an investment plan of 246 crores. All the three trains of polystyrene are now put to full use. Now the company started early taking action to put fourth train, which is around 60,000 ton per year, and we will be having 80,000 ton per year, and we'll be having fourth train of polystyrene up and running by December 2021. Apart from that, we are expanding capacity of our EPS plant at Nagathone and at Manali. We are also now working on ABS plant. So with all the investment plan and also seeing more and more product mix moving into our specialty polymer compound and our insulation business, we believe that all the verticals are now making positive contribution. So we remain quite optimistic on growth in business of Supreme Petrochem.
Okay, that's very encouraging. Okay, Tapareji, I'll come back in the queue. Aisha, please go ahead with the next question.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We would request the participants to please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on great set of numbers. Sir, we have only seen around 2% sort of a decline in terms of plastic pipes business. What I would like to understand is what would be the industry growth or maybe degrowth actually during this period? And what do you expect this industry growth to remain for maybe, you know, 2 to 3 years? This is only in terms of plastic pipes.
I can say that plastic pipe majorly use PVC resin. The whole country in the first 6 months, PVC resin consumption gone down by 25.5%. Among the PVC resin, 76% PVC resin are used for making plastic piping system. Our company in 6 months had a degrowth of 7.5%, which necessarily enabled us to increase our market share in plastic piping system. As the companies were making PVC resin, they believe that by end of the year, the demand for PVC resin may go down between 12 to 15%. Because they are also finding great difficulty to give annual forecast precisely. But based on today, they say for the full year, the demand may go down between 12 to 15% of PVC resin. And apart from 76% resin being used for plastic piping system, the other applications are wire and cable, PVC profile, and various packaging going into pharmaceutical business. So this is their forecast today. We believe that as economy goes properly in the next quarter, October, December, then it may go, degrowth may be lower than what they are forecasting today. So these are dynamic numbers.
Sure, sir. In that sense, we've already gained a lot of market share. And if, you know, PVC resins demand declines less than 12 to 15%, I'm sure that Supreme in that sense would be reporting a good growth number for plastic pipes.
Thank you for your good wishes.
Thanks a lot for that. And my second question would be related to your consumer's business. So we had read in your AGM speech that, you know, the segment was actually not doing that well and it only reached normality in the month of August. However, in that particular segment also we have seen flattish growth. So what kind of growth have we started seeing in the month of September? And do we see that as something related to pent-up demand or that we see, you know, continuing?
No pent-up demand. September was a normal growth period. October is again, we are seeing now 27 days have passed. We are seeing day-to-day basis our business are better than last year. But can't forecast for the next 5 months. If the things become normal, definitely we'll be growing every month now onward in our consumer product. Because consumer product, we make only one item, that is furniture. And because our furniture is of large variety, it is not only produced by injection molding process, we also produce by blow molding process, and we are going to launch roto molded furniture also. So our range is becoming bigger and bigger. Our dealer network is becoming more extensive. So our business is going on growing. subject to country remain peaceful and not attacked by COVID-19.
Right, sir. In that way, if I'm not wrong, your all the segments have already started seeing growth, right, sir? From month of September, October.
In the month of October, now today I can talk the month of October because 27 days have passed. Every segment of the company in the month of October up to today are doing better than last year October.
That was really helpful, sir. So thanks a lot and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is, what would be our broadly market share, for the plastic pipes business for last quarter or for last 6 months?
We will discuss market share in April 2021.
Right. Market share gain that is evident. Is it also that you're seeing the competitive intensity coming off from the smaller players or some of the other players which are
as on today? I can say because we are appointing more distributors, we are increasing more range, and we are penetrating more tehsil where we were not present. We attribute our increase in market share for these three reasons. Our reach which was not there, now we have reached that market, appointed more distributor and added more product range to our portfolio.
Got it. Would you be able to give the number of distributors as of March and as of September?
Samanish, can you give?
Yeah. In piping system, as of 31st March, the numbers were 1,214 distributors or channel partners, which have risen to 1,300 as of September, 30 September. So about 86 numbers have been added in last 6 months in plastic piping system.
Understood. And with respect to the PVC segment, have you seen the normalization of volumes even for CPVC, or CPVC remains somewhat under stress given there is no agri mix there?
In first 6 months in CPVC, there was degrowth in our company. This month onward, we are seeing growth.
Right. And just last question, if I may, sir, broadly on an annual basis, what is our broad mix in the piping business from agri and non-agri?
No, we don't have the number because we have experience. People buy from me agri pipe and use in housing.
Right. And just last question, if I may, you talked about you're seeing, kind of improvement in the housing demand in the affordable segment. So how much of our mix would be coming from affordable segment given our pricing vis-a-vis the other players?
We supply system. We supply system which is good for affordable house. We supply system which are good for premium house. We supply all types. We supply 32 system.
Okay. All right, sir. That's really helpful. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Doshi from White Whale Partners. Please go ahead. Hardik, your line is in talk mode. You can go ahead, please.
Yeah, please.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you, please.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Just one question on the self-employment business side. In the previous call, you mentioned that few players were not able to sustain the COVID and a few small players were coming into the industry and disrupting the market. So can you just give us an update there?
Sorry, what question you read? I didn't follow you.
Silpolin business, sir.
Yeah.
In the previous call, you mentioned that some of the players were coming and disrupting the market by lowering the prices, and two of the players were were on sales. So any update there?
No, I only said that we don't have a severe competition from so many new competitors who came in the business. because their quality, many of the players' quality was not comparable to the product of Silpoli. So our product getting again more penetration and we are able to increase our market.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Manoj Paheti from Carnelian Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, Tapariyaji, Shumaniji and Sabuji.
Thank you.
Sir, my question is mainly, in fact, a few years back we spoke about shift and industry consolidation. And in recent times, we have seen like many of the weaker players, they are either going out of business or they have significantly curtailed their capacity, production. So in such a scenario where like demand is there across all business segments, are you seeing a significant industry consolidation happening and with like Supreme kind of brand, balance sheet, discipline and product reach across all parameters, how you are strategizing this opportunity for growth? If you can give like some color on industry consolidation as well as Supreme strategy going forward on this.
Our strategy to go on putting plant at more and more locations. As on today, we are present only 11 states in the country. There are 29 states. If we are able to start Odisha, then it will be 12th state. So we have a long way to go to penetrate throughout the country. This is the strategy we like to follow.
Okay. And sir, and Manoj,
Manoji, one point more also I would like to add. We also have a strategy to increase the share of the branded value because of the consolidation. That is also one of the possible outcomes which happens, like increasing the share of the branded share in the overall sales. Right now we have more than about 82%. We intend to increase further. Thank you.
I think even today, like when we see the capex, still I think we are doing the capex which we were doing for years and all. But if this kind of opportunity is there, don't you think that there is a need of R to accelerate the capex on that side, or like you have a different thought on this?
I didn't follow properly. So, Mani, have you followed the question, please?
Yeah. No, what he's asking, whether opportunity comes in, can we increase our capex? Definitely, yes. You see, Manoji, ultimately, within the parameters of our operations, if we find something very attractive, which we want to pursue, the capex can always be increased. So, there is no...
Money is not a constraint to grow now.
Okay.
It should add value to the business. That's what we are trying to
ask. Sir, anything on inorganic side you are pursuing? Like there are a lot of capacity which may be available for grab. So that is another thing which...
We are open. If any worthwhile project, we are always open.
Right, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question and wish you good luck.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So congratulations on a very good set of numbers.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Nehal. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Couple of questions. Sir, first is the overall capacity utilization in Q2. And secondly, can you give us an update on the composite cylinder business?
Can you ask about the capacity utilization, please?
You see, as you know, our annual capacity is close to 535,000 in the beginning. 635,000 in the beginning.
Okay.
And we have done close to 1 lakh metric ton. So that way it is still
around 65%, that's what we always sold. We sold 94,836 tons.
Mm-hmm.
In second quarter.
Right.
Close to our 65% capacity. This is a normal trend. It ranges between 60% to 70%.
So basically we have already come to a normal capacity utilization post-COVID.
Yeah, because this is seasonal time. Some months the demand is very weak.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then secondly, an update on the composite cylinder.
Composite cylinder, we are very glad to inform all of you that our quality is extremely fully perfected. We made some small export to 3-4 countries. They are very well accepted. But unfortunately, even today, we are not able to make a breakthrough in our country. They purchased some quantity for educational purpose, but thereafter we were nothing from the government on refineries for marketing the composite cylinder. So unless we get some big order, we are not able to utilize the capacity, but we have got satisfaction that we are able to perfect the product, and we are optimistic that very shortly we will start getting bulk order either from India or from other countries.
And sir, any news from the refinery side?
The Indian refinery, up till now, they have not given any indication. What are their plans, whether they are going to offer the consumer a composite cylinder as a alternative product apart from the steel cylinder. Our product can save life. It is already proven fact. More than 3,000 people die every year due to explosion in the cylinder. Plastic composite cylinder will only burn out. There is no danger to human life. But unless you make it offer and offer come from government refineries, it cannot go in a big way. Country buys more than 2 crore cylinder every year. Our capacity is only 4.5 lakh pieces per year. But government machinery going quite slow.
Thank you. Nehal, we would request you to please come back in the question queue for any follow-up questions as we have several participants waiting for their turn.
Hello.
The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What is the volume of CPVC pipe in current quarter?
The classified information.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Subrata Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My question is regarding Supreme Petro. Just 2-3 questions. One is, sir, the spread between styrene monomer and polystyrene has increased drastically in the recent period. So what is your view on that, sir, and whether it is sustainable? Number two, what is our current polystyrene capacity and total capacity, and by next year after this 80,000 addition and ABS addition, where we will reach? And third is regarding ADT, whether it is already implemented, and once implemented, what will be the impact you are expecting?
Hey friend, you have put so many questions together, so I may forget, I'll ask you to again. The first question you said, the delta between polystyrene and styrene prices widened. The reason is several plants surrounding our country in China, Egypt and more countries, they are closed down. We remain committed to our business. Our quality is very good. So we are enjoying good price in the international market. Our current capacity effective with our product mix, because we make great where the product plant get great damage penalty also, is 225,000 tons around per year. With the new plant, which is going to be operational by December 2021, our effective production capacity will go around 280,000 to 290,000 tons per annum. The two questions I replied, I think you have more questions. If any question remain unreplied, you can ask me again.
Just 2 questions. Now, what is the outlook on this spread, delta spread? You are expecting this to sustain?
Sorry? Yes, sir, your line is not clear. The voice is cutting.
Yes. Sir, delta spread between polystyrene and styrene monomer, are you expected these to sustain? Sir, this is one question. And second question.
I like to sustain the delta in my, if it is in my hand. But after all, polystyrene can be produced by any other company in the world. Nah? So how can take, what is going to happen? Normally, if the delta is very attractive, it is likely that more competition may start putting a plant. So maybe after 2 years, there may be more competition. But it takes time to put up the plant.
Thank you. Subrata, we would request you to please come back in the question queue for any follow-up questions. The next
Thank
question
you.
Is from the line of Karan Patelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, want some clarity on the Orissa piping
Sorry
project.
To interrupt. Karan, sir, we would request you to speak a little louder, please. We are not able to hear you.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. You can go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, sir, wanted some clarity on the Orissa piping project. So, by when can we expect the revenue contribution and what is the total capex and the total installed capacity?
Odisha land should be in our fold by next month and the capacity, Swani, can you tell what is the capacity we are planning there?
Yeah, there we are planning the PVC pipes, polyethylene pipes and the roto molded products. The total capacity for the project would be around 45,000 metric tons. But it may come in phase because in our industry you can start with the first phase and you can continue to expand. The total project cost, what we are investing there is about 135 crore rupees over a period of 2 years. Now, once we get the land in hand. 135
crore rupees?
Pardon?
135 crore rupees?
135 crore, yeah. Oh, over a period.
Over a period of 2 years. Okay. And sir, we've mentioned that also we are looking for land parcels. In Tamil Nadu and Assam, so is it for the piping industry or for other
also? It is for piping industry.
Okay. So roughly we can estimate 200 crore kind of capex every year from FY21 onwards.
Sorry.
So is it fair to estimate total capex at a company level to be around 200 crores?
No, 200 crore is too small. You see, we are talking only piping, but we have packaging, we have consumer.
So we will be investing money in most of the segment of our company.
Okay. And sir, if you can broadly throw some light as to how the packaging business has done, can you share how has been the volume growth in silpaulin, performance packaging, some ballpark number if you can share? Because silpaulin was doing well in last two quarters, so have we continued that run rate?
Actually, we are giving an overall packaging product increase. In fact, individual in the segment, in the packaging segment, performance of protective packaging cross-laminated, we are not sharing actually the specific numbers.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Arun Baid from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
I was just trying to understand, sir, how should we look at the PVC pipe business? In the sense of EBITDA per kg, what is, as per you, the sustainable number? I know every quarter it varies. I'm talking on a yearly level. So what should be the broad range in which that EBITDA per kg we should look at?
EBITDA? No, we can't talk EBITDA. Very difficult to give any forecast about EBITDA.
No, sir. But normally, sir, forget right now, because things are very volatile. PVC prices are going up and down, are going up right now, at least now. I'm saying normally in this business, what should be the steady state EBITDA per kg we should look at?
I think your question is correct, but in kind of product lines or product SKUs, what we have, you see, you have pipes, you have varieties of fittings, you have varieties of polymers, the PVC, CPVC, polyethylene, PPR, tank, bath fitting. So all put together, having a one number per kg would be difficult to
compare as an industry. That's how you see. We normally say in piping sector, on piping, it should be between 8 to 10% or 8 to 11% operating margin. But for the other product SKUs, it could be 15-17% margins. So the blend of product mix will change the scenario. So per kg number is really not feasible just to give straight away for a plastic piping system or division.
Okay, so because historically, if you look at, you know, we used to be in that 15 to 17 band. Last year, we did very well. You know, we went up. So I'm just trying to understand from that perspective, is that, you know, that is the band, which is a normalized number, or, you know, things have changed because of whatever measures you mentioned, you know, they've changed for the better permanent. That was the context in which I actually thought of asking the question.
Our product mix is continuously changing and will continue to upgrade more and more value-added products.
Okay, the trend will be upwards, sir. Like you're trying to say that.
Right? Yeah. It has to be upwards from that perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for being there on the call. And thank you to the management of Supreme for patiently answering all the questions. Apologies for certain questions which couldn't be answered due to time constraints. And please feel free to write to Mr. Sabu or myself on any of the questions which are unanswered. Thank you, Taparia ji, Somani ji, and Sabu ji for being there on the call.
Thank you, Kashyari. Thank you.
Sorry. Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taparia ji.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.